Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Real Time Revival.
That I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never...
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Real Time Revival. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Tonight we are focusing our prayer on power to crush fear and step out on faith. And I welcome all of you who have tuned in on tonight. Now this prayer is only going to be 15 minutes and it's part of our last 100 days. Remove all clutter countdown as we begin to count down the end of this year and establishing our most fruitful years. So as we prepare tonight to go before the Lord in prayer, I want you to make sure that you are setting up your mind and your spirit to receive from God. For those of you who are on the line, I will take live prayer requests from anyone who wants to ask for prayer. You don't have to say your name. You can press 1 and I'll take your request before we start praying tonight. But I do want you to just begin to thank God. Just begin in your own home or wherever you are right now. I see people are calling in. I want you just to begin to praise God. You, when you're at home alone or by yourself, it's so easy to get into that secret place with Him because you're not having to focus on anyone else or worry about what anyone else is thinking. So before we get into tonight's prayer, if you desire prayer request, please press 1 and I'll take your prayer request at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anyone who's pressed 1, but I praise the saints of God. Praise you for tuning in tonight. We're focusing tonight on power, hallelujah, to crush the fear that's been holding so many of us back and to begin to step out on faith. So let's begin to go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise Him. Just begin to clap your hands in your own private sanctuary, your own private altar. Just begin to thank God tonight. Begin to just go into the Holy of Holies as we welcome Him into this presence. Dear Lord, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, first of all, we ask forgiveness for every sin, every weight, everything that we've done that has not been pleasing within your sight. Father, we come repenting tonight and asking that you would forgive us. Lord, that you would wash us and cleanse us. Father, that you would come in even now and begin to come in and remove all of the old things, Father, and begin to make us new right now. And Lord, we also come praising you and lifting you, magnifying you, and glorifying your holy name. Because, Lord, we realize that you are worthy to be praised, and there's none other above you, none other like you, no one who's held us the way that you have, loved us the way that you have, forgiven us the way that you have, blessed us the way that you have, who's protected us the way that you have, opened doors, made ways out of no way, even when we didn't deserve it. So, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you tonight. Now, Father, we come standing on your word tonight because we have, God, some things that are within us that we need to release to you, God. We have some visions that you've placed within us that we're really not walking out in accordance with your will. Some of us are not moving timely. Some of us are not moving purposefully. Some of us are not moving financially. Some of us are not moving with faith. Whatever it is, God, there have been weapons that have been poised against us, but we stand on your word tonight that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we come before you, Lord, asking tonight that you would begin to raise up within us, Lord, that power to understand that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. Lord, that there is no situation, there is no person, there is no malady, no illness, Lord God, no emotional train of thought, no depression, Lord God, nothing that can come upon us, upon our family, upon our loved ones, God, that you are not able, hallelujah, to conquer. Because your word says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. So, Father, tonight we're standing on this word that you have invested in us. You have equipped us with the power to overcome that fear, those weights, those hindrances and obstacles which come and tie our hands, place us in bondage, so that when we would speak, we won't speak. When we would pray, we won't pray. When we would move, we stand still. When we need to do something, we're slowful, because fear has engulfed us. And because it has done so, God, we've not operated within your purpose. But this night, Lord, tonight, God, we come believing, we come claiming, we come declaring that this will begin to be a new night, that all of the former things which have held us back have no more power over us. Now, Lord, we need that faith, God, that faith that is starts as the size of a mustard seed, but as a mustard seed, it grows up and it branches out into a tree where the birds and everything can lodge because it has stability. But God, we need you to help us get there. We need you to, first of all, God, help us to realize that we've been made new in you, and all the old things have passed away, so that we can quit walking in the condemnation of our past, because your word says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So some of us cannot move because we live in the past, God. Every time we try to go forward, Satan brings up that sin, that past. Oh, you got divorced. You had a child out of wedlock. Maybe you're on drugs. Maybe you did this. Or maybe you did that. And Lord, we allow that past, Jesus, to hold us back. But we release that to you tonight. No more, God. Will we allow Satan to throw our past in our faces? Some of us, God, cannot move because of the toxic relationships that we are in. We have surrounded ourselves and joined ourselves with the wrong people. And this is not just marriages. These are friends. These are associates. These are business partners. These are clients. We have all of these hindrances weighing us down, so that our minds cannot be free to receive from you, process from you, to come in and speak out your words. But Father, even there, God, I pray for power, God, to relinquish toxic relationships. Hallelujah. Glory. To relinquish toxic mindsets, to relinquish toxic dreams, toxic visions, negative surroundings. Because you said you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So Lord, tonight we come believing because we need to step out on faith. We need to step out into the deep. We need to receive your blessings. We need to bless others. We need to be soul winners. We need to be victorious. We need to be prosperous. We need to be moving the way you want us to move, living the way you want us to live. live praising, hallelujah, the way you want us to praise. So tonight, God, we remember that there's nothing impossible for you, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that you are a shepherd, Lord God, and you said we shall have no want, that the cattle on a thousand hills belong unto you, Lord God, that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Nothing comes to us without going through your hand. So tonight, God, whatever it is, God, that we need to do to move forward, come in and light our feet, God, so that we begin to move forward with the gospel. Come in and give us a second wind so that those who are tired can continue to run this race. Come in, God, come in and do a heart transplant so that those who feel broken can move in a new heart. Come in, God, and lift depression, Lord. Come in and be a psychologist. Be a psychiatrist. Be what is needed, hallelujah, for us to step out on faith. Now, Lord, we know that Satan wants to come and try to steal away this word that we've come in agreement with on tonight. But God, we bind him. We bind anything that he would send, because your word says that wherever two or three of us are gathered together in your name, there you shall be in the midst. And we gathered here tonight, God. Your word says that if two of us on earth shall agree of such and anything, the things shall be done. We come in agreement tonight, God. Your word says, if we believe and we don't doubt, Father, if we be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, Father, if we don't allow the leaves to wither, if we don't allow ourselves to bend, but Father, if we stand on your word, then we have the petition that we desired of you. Father, you said that it's your will that you come in and do exceeding abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think, that the promises of God are yes and amen, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for. We hope for peace. We hope for joy. We hope for deliverance. We hope, Lord God, for salvation. We hope for blessing. We hope for healing. We hope for restoration. We hope for deliverance, and it is the evidence, those tangible fruit that come into being of the things not yet seen, but that will manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him for whatever it is that you need right now. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to call it out to God. No one on this prayer call can hear you. I can't even hear you. Wherever you are right now, begin to tell God what you need before the prayer ends. Begin to speak it, because we're all in agreement with you right now. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. God loves you. He wants to hear from you. He wants to bless you. Come on, begin to tell God now. Tell him what you need. If you need freedom, tell him. Salvation, tell him. If you need love, tell him. If you need restoration, tell him. If you need deliverance, tell him. Finances, tell him. In Jesus' name, we count it done tonight. I'll see you here next Monday, same time, with a new topic, wherever God gives us. I love you and thank you. Be blessed tonight. Bye-bye.